Theater 5 presents Miss Claudia Morgan in French Quarter.
Hello? Anybody here?
Oh, beg your pardon. I almost never miss that bell. May I help you?
Oh, it's all right, ma'am. I've been real interested in your stock meantime.
Well, it serves a purpose, especially at Mardi Gras time. In a week or two, all kinds of folks will be wanting masks and costumes and things like that.
This figure here, is he for the Mardi Gras?
Oh, no, he's a mannequin. That's what I do out of season. Merchants, you know, they use them for clothing displays. Though why anybody'd want that one, I cannot tell.
Why not?
Well, just look at him. He's ugly. I don't know how it happened. He just turned out that way when I finished him.
Well, I think he has character.
Oh, you're joking me.
I'm afraid I am, Cousin Eveline.
What?
Now, don't tell me you don't recognize me.
Well, I'm afraid
I'm Jamie Walters.
Clyde Walters' boy. Uncle Clyde.
That's right, ma'am.
Well, I just never... Will you just come over here, Jamie, and sit down, for heaven's sake? Oh, well, I remember when you were just a little... Of course, I'm a few years older than you, Jamie, but... tell me, how's Uncle Clyde?
Oh, you didn't hear?
Hear what?
Daddy died about a year ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I loved your daddy. I really did.
I know. He used to talk about you a lot. Miss Eveline, remember I used to call you that.
Now you mention it, I do. It's nice.
Well, anyhow, I didn't come here to be glum. You know where I've been?
No. You tell me where. Hollywood.
South America. I worked my way back on a freighter, the Southern Queen.
No.
I got some money in my jeans, and first thing I said to myself, I said, you're in New Orleans, Jamie, and you got to take Miss Eveline out to dinner.
Oh, you're just like your daddy, thoughtful.
Now you will, won't you? Of
course I will, as soon as I change out of this smock. Jamie, why didn't you turn on the radio?
Where's the rest of it? There's got to be more. Nobody's only got $3. It's got to be in this cash box. Bills. Where's the money?
Jamie.
Yes, ma'am?
How's your Aunt Wilma?
Oh, she's fine. Got 7 kids, you know.
7? Land above 5, I heard.
You don't keep in touch, Cousin Eveline. She's been busy.
I guess I don't. And I'm sorry, I should.
My, that's a beautiful dress.
Oh, thank you.
Of course, it takes some wearing. By you, I mean.
Oh, Jamie, come on now. Shall we go?
Yes, sir, you do that dress a real big favor. What I mean is a pretty favor. Just right.
This old door. It's on a latch, but I have to be sure it locks. There.
Where am I going to take you? Remo's?
Oh. Now, that's a fortune, Jamie, and you know it.
You just tell me where, and that's where. My, my. Would you look at that?
What?
That striped suit in the window. Boy, isn't that a handsome thing?
Yes. Mr. DeBeck wants me to make a mannequin for it.
Now, that is a suit. All the while I was working on a Southern Queen, I thought about a suit like that. You like it, Cousin Eveline?
Well, it does have stripes.
I'm going to get me a suit like that. Yes, sir, I am.
Hello, Jamie. How's it going?
Hello.
You thinking about buying that suit?
Well, maybe.
I wouldn't. Honest. Not just yet.
Come on, Eveline, let's go.
Jamie, what in the world was that all about?
Oh, I don't know. Nothing.
Do you know him?
Well, kind of.
But of all the cheek, telling you not to buy a suit. Who is he?
I'll tell you later. Now, come on now.
Jamie, I still don't understand. If he's one of the men at the steamship line, what cause has he got asking you about that suit?
Now, if you think that I'm going to talk about him while you're so pretty across from me, you're wrong.
All right. Goodness, how can I resist that?
My, that's a handsome bracelet you're wearing.
Oh, thank you, Jamie. It's my one good piece.
You mind if I look?
Please feel free, sir.
I'm going to have to hold your hand.
Oh, Jamie. Oh, my. Listen to that music. That song brings back such memories. I was just... Oh, Jamie, you better stop me talking. I think I had too much wine.
You know, I'd have come here a whole lot sooner if I'd known.
Known what?
That my cousin was so extraordinary.
Oh,
why'd you take your hand away?
Jamie, I'm quite a bit older than you.
How come you opened that funny old shop, Eveline?
Oh, goodness, I didn't. It belonged to my husband.
Husband?
He's gone now. One day, he just up and vanished. Disappeared.
He abandoned a girl like you?
Well, yes. But I can't say it grieved me. He was mean, Jamie. He was coarse and ungentlemanly. I suffered my share of humiliation at his hands. When he was drinking, he'd hit me and call me ugly things. No. No, I did not grieve when he disappeared.
Well, I most certainly can say the same thing.
What thing?
That I'm glad he's gone. A girl like you should have a tender man, Eveline. Somebody to care for you deeply.
Jamie?
Yes?
Did you really mean you think I'm pretty?
I think that you are the most...
Hello, Jamie.
Hello. What do you want?
Just like a few words, if you don't mind. Would you join us at the table over there?
I'm afraid I have to stay with the lady.
The lady won't mind. Will you, ma'am?
Well, I
there,
just...
Yeah, you see? Come on over.
Excuse me, Eveline.
Sewell told me he ran into you a little while ago. He thought maybe we better have a talk.
Hello, Jamie. Hope you didn't buy that suit.
No.
Because you got a lot of money to raise.
I know that. I know it.
Sit down, Jamie.
I can't stay.
I guess that's right. You only got till midnight.
Now, will you stop hounding me? I know what I got to do. I know.
You know what happens after midnight.
Will you listen to me? I'll get the money. This lady, she's my cousin. She's real fond of me. I'll get the $2,000 from her, but you got to leave me alone.
All right, Jamie. Until midnight.
I'm just sure I drank too much wine because nobody could be all that mysterious without being in the movies. Though, of course, you should be. In the movies, I mean.
Well, I'm glad we're back. Safe to your door.
All so mysterious.
Just business friends, Eveline. They should have better manners.
Oh, this old door, it's so warped.
Here, let me. That's a man's job.
Jamie, if you kind of lift it, it opens real easy.
There it is.
Well, somebody left me a note here under the door. Would you switch that light on, please?
Sure.
Oh, it's from Mr. DeBeck next door. He just will not leave me alone.
What does he want?
A mannequin for that striped suit. Of course, I did promise him one. Well, I don't pride myself I'm an artist, but a lady can have her moves, can't she?
If she's ever to be interesting, she better.
Oh, my, you do have a golden tongue.
Near you I have.
Jamie, why do you go off on those dirty old freight boats?
Maybe I never found anybody to keep me at home.
Anybody?
Anybody like you.
You mustn't say that, Jamie.
I do say it.
Lest you mean it.
I do. I do.
I want you to go now. I want you to go now. Please.
All right. Could I kiss my cousin goodnight?
All right, Jamie. Oh, stop. Stop, Jamie, stop.
Oh, please, did I do something wrong?
That was not a cousin kiss.
Evie, I need so much from you.
I can't, Jamie.
Please, understand.
I can't.
I need some money, Ev.
Money?
I'm in dire trouble. I need it bad.
Is that why you made love to me?
No.
If you want that striped suit so bad, I'll give you enough money to buy it.
No. It's a personal thing, Ev. You've got to understand.
I think I do.
But you don't. You... Look, I can't stay. I got to go. I'm sorry, but... I'm sorry.
Jamie! Why did you do that? He's such a nice boy. Why did you do it?
Evelyn, my dear. I was just about to close.
I won't keep you, Mr. DeBeck.
Have you nearly decided to start making that mannequin of mine?
Soon I will, but I can't quite bring myself to it right at present. May I inquire the price of that suit in your window?
It's a man's suit, you know.
I know. The fact is, I've been most rude to a cousin of mine. He expressed a fondness for the suit, and I thought I might get it to make up for being so uncivil.
Oh, you uncivil? That's about the last thing I can think of.
You're very kind, but I do have my coarse moments.
Well, let me see. I could just let you have it for cost. $70.
I know it'll need tailoring, Mr. DeBeck, but do you suppose you could put it in a box so I could show him?
Well, I think we could manage that, but on one condition.
I know. The mannequin.
That's right. The mannequin.
Jamie. Oh, I'm so glad you came back.
I came to apologize, Cousin Evelyn. It was most improper behavior.
Oh, no, I'm the one to apologize.
It's just that I'm kind of wrought up about
now,
things.
Now, don't you say another word when all the misunderstanding was my fault.
What I mean is it's getting
before
awful late.
Before you think about going, there's something I want to show you.
Show me?
There now. You open that box.
Oh, my. The suit. The striped suit.
That's to show you I'm sorry, Jamie.
Oh, Evelyn, you shouldn't have gone and done that.
I wanted to.
But that's not why I wanted the money anyway.
And don't you say another word about money. You're my own flesh and blood, and if you need some cash, I got no cause to refuse you or to ask you why now have I. If we can't trust each other, we are not very good kin, are we?
What are you doing?
What?
You keep your money behind that mask?
Well, I don't like to leave it in the register. By the time a thief got through turning over all the masks on this wall, he'd be pretty tired, wouldn't he? Now, there you are, Jean. $100.
Oh, Cousin Evelyn.
And I don't care what you want it for.
But this...
Now, stop thanking me. You hear? And don't you worry about paying it back, either.
I do thank you, Cousin Evelyn. I thank you very much. And I'm going to see you tomorrow.
If you like, that would be nice, Jamie. But I think you better go now. It's 11:15.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I better go then. I sure better.
Jamie, you take care of yourself.
I will, Evelyn. I sure will. Thank you.
What's the matter, Jamie?
You have to hide in alleys like that?
Just waiting, Jamie.
What do you want? You told me I had till midnight.
Thought you might have it a little early.
Here, take it. Take that. $100.
$100?
Not enough. $2,000, Jamie.
I told you I was going to get it, didn't I? She's going for it. She's getting the rest of it for me.
By 12?
That's what you said. You said by 12. Now leave me alone. Leave me alone.
What do you think?
Let him go. He'll be back.
She's in the back. I can see the light under her door back there. Lift it, she said. If you lift it, it opens easy. Careful of the bell. You got to lift it over the door so it don't... There's a pile of money in there. Why didn't she go to bed? There. Well, don't start counting. Take it.
You shouldn't, Jamie. You just shouldn't. You deceived me, Jamie. Why? Why did you deceive me? Jamie. Oh, my. Yes, gentlemen. May I be of any help to you?
I'd like to speak to your friend, ma'am.
My friend?
The fellow in the restaurant.
Oh, that's where I've seen you two.
Looking back, Sewell.
My bed's unmade.
Where is he, ma'am?
Jamie? Why, he sailed again last night.
Ma'am, he came in here before 12 and he didn't come out again.
Are you suggesting that
I'm not here to suggest, ma'am. We watched the back and the front.
Well, you're just welcome to search to your heart's content, sir. You're just that welcome.
Oh, nothing back there, not a thing.
How did he get out?
I have told you.
Never mind.
How do you figure that? We watched the back and the front all night. How'd he get out?
Look around. Maybe he got on a roof.
Labiche.
Yeah?
Come here.
What's the matter?
In the window. Look. That's him, ain't it?
It's him. Inside the dummy. It's him.
Sold, it says. Sold to Emile de Beck, dealer in men's attire.
It stares. The dummy is staring at me. Let's get away from here. I can't stand the way it stares.
Labiche, do you have a dime? We got to report to the police. We got to report the death of a dummy.
Theater 5 has presented French Quarter, written by Richard McCracken, produced and directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Claudia Morgan, Clifford Carpenter, Larry Haynes, David Kerman, and Guy Sorrell. Audio engineers Marty Folia and Neil Pultz. Sound technician Ed Blaney. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.